KSRN News. I'm John Scott.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, representatives of the American people across all states, territories, cities, and communities.
King Charles greeting America. The King addressing a joint session of Congress, getting a warm reception from both sides of the aisle. The King stressed the close relationship between his country and the U.S. He made reference to last Saturday night's Correspondents' Dinner shooting.
We meet, too, in the aftermath of the incident not far from this great building that sought to harm the leadership of your nation and to foment wider fear and discord. Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
Charles and Queen Camilla will continue their U.S. trip with stops in New York City and Virginia. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. Comey said he assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was a political message, not a call to violence against the president. The governor of Florida looking to reshape districts in Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida. Correspondent Laura Winters.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis unveiling a new congressional map for the state that could give Republicans up to four additional seats in the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. Right now, Republicans hold 20 seats, and that number could increase to 24. Democrats have eight congressional seats in the Sunshine State, and they could potentially lose half of them. Laura Winters reporting.
And some key Democratic incumbents could be affected. This is SRN News. In part two of our SRN News series on the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, a national landmark now under construction in the UK, its founder Richard Gamble explains how the wall is actually a massive work of digital art, with each business card-sized brick representing another answered prayer submitted to the project.
The structure is a giant white infinity loop made of a million bricks. And so we want to impact the person coming where they go, wow, can a million people be wrong? This is a really large piece of art, but the bricks are much smaller, which hopefully will communicate how intricately involved Jesus is in our lives.
The monument, set to open in early 2028, is itself a collection of answered prayers from the land it will sit on to the British government's national landmark designation. Listeners can share their personal stories of answered prayer by going to eternalwall.org.uk. This is SRN News. President Trump withdrawing his nomination of a hospitality company executive to lead the National Park Service. The withdrawal of nominee Scott Socia was announced Monday by the White House. It comes amid widespread firings as part of the Trump administration's pledge to sharply reduce its size. Socia said in a statement he was dropping out for personal reasons. Thirsty for new ways to grow, fast food chains amping up their beverage offerings.
McDonald's will offer six handcrafted beverages starting next month, joining other chains like KFC, Wendy's, and Taco Bell that have elevated their drinks in order to draw customers away from rivals like Starbucks and Dutch Brothers. McDonald's will offer three refreshers and three crafted sodas. It's also adding a beverage specialist role in restaurants to focus on drinks. McDonald's CFO says the beverage space is growing faster than casual dining and has higher profit margins. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.